Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI Glee. Guys, I want to tell you, like, I saw many times this video. Jay Shetty videos build a life, not a resume. I mean, not a CV. Here we call it often resume. Some people call resume. This one is really like, it's not about, he did other video, like how many of you lied in your resume. I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about build a life, not a CV. Because this line really gave me a relief. Relief is a small word, in fact. I have to tell you a story which happened to me. Like 4 years back, I didn't have a degree. I was failing continuously in CA, and everybody knows that I'm skillful compared to many of the people who are around saying I'm doing PG, I'm doing something and all. They know my skills are very quite different. See, people who are even from good background also, good education background also, they can't speak English. They read and write, but they don't speak. And speaking English is a small word. Like, English is just a language for communication, like any other language. What you speak, how you speak, the way you communicate, and the ethics you follow, all things come under one category for me, and everything comes together. But for them, it's different. And as far as everybody is considered, my skills are useless. That's a different thing. Like my big brother, who is my aunt's son, he's from my mother's side, and he's like, I used to be very close to him, and he was like, how about your resume? And I told, this is it, and it's got nothing inside it. He told that you should at least have 3 to 4 pages of resume, and that's what attracts everyone. Like, there is no sense if those resume, everyone, it's cut, copy, paste. They just cut, it's not even cut, copy, paste. It's just only one word, edit. Take some other person's and edit it. The problem is everyone, 90% of the people has degree and PG. I don't even have a degree. There's nothing to edit, and that's what he convinced me, that it's not fair and it's useless thing. And he told I didn't obey. I traveled all over the places of my level and discovered he is truth, he is right, and I am wrong. World I met proved me that I am wrong and he is right. And I finally gave up and closed my eyes, and I just can't fit into the world. I opened YouTube channel, and I've started following Ralph from a past 1 year, and even Carmichael. I followed them so much, but I didn't implement any of it. Even though I'm following them from past 1 year, it's just has been in my mind, but I didn't implement anything. Then I came to YouTube channel. After that, on Evan Carmichael, I found Jay, and there from I went to this video only, main video, this one only, build a life, not CV. This attracted me like anything, like someone is there who says what I believe. And numbers, other video is, it goes like that, like a primary school teacher ask her students to write what would they want to become when they grow up, and everyone writes like astronaut, singer, etc. One boy writes happy, and teacher walks up to the boy and say might misunderstood the project. The boy replies, miss, you misunderstood the life itself. Like, he says definition of success is entirely changed. People misunderstand it. And it reminds me of Sandeep Maheshwari, who I stopped watching because I used to follow Sandeep Maheshwari so much. 2012, 13, 14, 12 ending, I guess. No, 2013 only. Beginning from 2013 and 14, I was crazy about Sandeep Maheshwari, and people I met proved me wrong. So I thought Sandeep Maheshwari is also wrong. I still admire him, but my situations demanded that, okay, Sandeep might be wrong. So I stopped following Sandeep Maheshwari from past 3 years after I got into degree. Not that I completely stopped. Whenever I go depressed, whenever I feel lonely, without any telling anyone, hiding, I used to watch his videos and feel like why he unscold him for no reason. Actually, that's wrong. But I used to do it. I used to watch it and then scold him for no reason at all. That's how I used to feel. And then I found Jay, this video, it made clear like success definition. That small LKG, I mean nurse, primary school boy is able to tell teacher that you misunderstood life. It may be a story, but that connected me. If he had dared to believe what he believed, then success definition for me, that remind me Sandeep Maheshwari, because Sandeep Maheshwari is the one first person who I saw who told a different definition for success. There are many things he told, like he had two options. He could double the profits he is earning, he could start a 100 crores business, or he could share his journey with people. He chose the second because his definition is not earning income. He wanted fulfillment. Number two, jis din aapke paas sab kuch hoga, phir bhi kuch bhi khone ka dar nahi hoga. Means the day you have everything, but still you are not scared of losing anything. This is Sandeep Maheshwari lines. And he also told Unstoppable, like Unstoppable promo, this will be like, it's there on Unstoppable promo, these lines are, it's like, see, you know that you would die tomorrow, but still do that so that you can peacefully sleep, even though you know you would not get up tomorrow. This is what it's the meaning from his Unstoppable promo. See, वो काम करो, वो जानने के बावजूद आप कल नहीं उठने वाला, फिर भी आज रात चैन से सो सको. This is his Unstoppable promo, and this used to be my ringtones. I don't know why I believed, like, I believed means the world I met entirely convinced me that it is applicable only to one or two people. It's a foolish thing to follow, so I did quail back. But after all, after these two episodes, I became fan of Jay. It's because he told what I wanted to hear. That's exactly right thing. It's like I like all the people on the social media who I follow. I like everyone who I meet. But I like Sandeep so much. But it's the problem is whatever Sandeep told was right, but I didn't experience it. Whatever Jay told was again reverting back to my own principles, my own ethics. And Jay's videos are what I want to hear. What I want to hear, what I yell and tell, people just reject. He just came up with the same thing, like his additional support. Next thing is this one, academic here. There is a video about his students where the lecturer, principal speaks to the crowd like you're in 11th standard, by 12th you will complete, by 3 years you will be in placed in, you will be completing degree from such a big colleges, universities, you'll find a job or go to PG, then you'll get married, then you'll have children, buy a house. There is a sequel of what life is to everyone, and that's what life is expected by everyone to me. Like Even yesterday, my aunt called my mom saying that everyone settled except your daughter. Like, what is your daughter doing? Oh, my daughter is trying for kids. What? Are people, everyone who is trying for kids, are they giving up their careers? I don't understand. It's a namesake. Like, whatever the degrees they did, whatever the jobs they chose, and they quit after the marriage, and they just, it's all namesake. And I have no name to say, I have no namesake job to disclose. So they are talking down on me to my mom, like, your daughter, she was good till intermediate. Why did she take CA? Why did she not take our advice? It's great. I like you people, but I can't walk on the way you told just because you should appreciate me. Just because I have to be good in your eyes, you don't expect me to be what you like. What you don't expect me to do what you wish to do. I don't know, like, and my mom, it's like, my before my mom used to feel very low about these words for past 3 years. Now I got my degree and I am very clear about my goals, and she's seeing my confidence level and happiness by doing these videos. Now she didn't say anything back to me. I am so happy for that. And this box, this conveyor belt, or I don't know, I call it conveyor belt. I don't know whether that's right word to use or not, but Jace told that there are many, this is just disclosed in his video, it's got so many likes, that video, like, there are many people who did graduation even after 25 years, like, I don't know the age, I don't know, I didn't buy heart that video, like, it's around like that. There are people who found job as soon as they did degree, even though late. There are people who didn't find job even though their degree completed degree in time. There are people who bought their house or got married even after 30. Like, life could be anything. Everybody has a different timeline. Don't let anyone rush you through their timelines. And this is the third video that really struck. This video healed me. Really, because I was, that time when I was watching, before watching these videos, continuously harassed by my relatives, that they come or they call on purpose, ask what I am doing, make sure that I am doing nothing, and they used to tell that my child is doing so and so, and then come to me and say nasty things and then leave. And most of them convinced that no matter how much skill you have, you don't have a degree. And I told that, see, one of my cousin who you admire so much, they do have a BTech, but still after 3 years they don't have a job. Then, like, they have BTech, you don't even have degree. That time I was in degree final year. Within 6 months, I will have a degree. Who knows? Maybe we both might find job equally. No, they are not able to digest that answer. All they want to tell me is that there is a specific time for doing things. In that particular time, you made two wrong steps. One is talking and getting into friends. I don't know how they found it. I don't know whether they are stalking it. Things which only I know it. I don't know how it leaked, and I'm not scared of it. I know there what they are, I know what they have, and I know the things which they did in their relationships. If they mess with me, I can ruin their life too. So I am so confident, and they are sitting in front of me and trying to demotivate me repeatedly. Like, you took two wrong steps, that getting into friends, getting into things, attractions, and number one, it's taking CA. So better compromise with life. Don't try anything else. This is what I was repeatedly told, and my father was completely, like, they completely insulted him like anything, because I don't know what happiness do they find in it. And my father is totally depressed. Like, he didn't say out, but all the 3 years when I didn't have degree, it hurt my father so much. And when I got my degree, and he felt happier than anyone else, because he felt insecure that I may not have any backup or reliability. Like, we are the people who depend on education and employment. we are middle class, we don't have assets, right? So he was worried about me. And this worried is created by society. It's not what he genuinely has, because he believed me so much and he still believes in me. The doctor he met, the psychiatrist, she didn't write, like the counsel one. The one who doesn't even have the minimum qualification to counsel someone, the person who doesn't even have courage to disclose her name, the person who doesn't even have courage to disclose her qualification while counseling me, she talked down on me and made my parents that I am wrong and convinced that not to believe me. So that's what made them panic. And after this video of Jay Shetty that don't let anyone rush you through their timelines, I came up with a hope, like people, they just say time, people who take CA medicine take lot of time. It's a time consuming courses. But if you want to apply for PUN job, after 10th you can go apply for SSC. If you want to apply for attender or something, some clerk, after my intermediate itself, there are BSRB exams. They were, now they are not. Now its minimum qualification is increased to degree, now that everyone is applying to it. And if you did a BTEC and you're doing a clerk job and you paid 1 lakh rupees for that and you call that an achievement, is this what for all your life you did it? And this feel proud just earning 30,000, that number that doesn't. And few of my relatives know, they showed an woman who was very older to me, much older to me. When I was in 5th standard itself, she was doing engineering. Like they were telling her name. She herself quit the job. What are you in front of her? What does it make you? If she had to quit job for kids, you people are nothing in front of her. I don't understand what makes her so special. Being born earlier than us, getting a BTEC earlier than us, or getting a degree earlier than us, or getting a software job by recommendations of your private friends and showing it as if it's your own achievement, or earning salary. What makes you so special, and what gives other people to show her as an authority to talk down on us, to talk down on me? What do you know about me actually? So this is my problem, guys. Every time I close my eyes, I can hear these words. And the biggest problem is forgiving or forgetting. Forgiving is a far word. I don't even forget a word from there. The word they say, each and every word, it really repeats in my inner voice. It repeats and it comes to a point that I demotivate myself hearing to these voices. They told once. They just told once. Freaking one time. But I repeatedly told as soon as I close my eyes, my inner voice repeats this. Imagine like how crazy it is. Like I used to outrage, like how dare they can say this to me? What do they think of me? I have to prove it to them. How did they even dare to speak to me? You know, till intermediate, none of them even faced to speak to me. Till my intermediate. Even I completed CA entrance, even then they never dare to talk to me like this. Because I was being in better position than them all along. I was good in English. I am better confident. It's not grammar, not vocabulary. But that situation, I may not know. Compared to them, I am good, better. But I mean, I don't think of grammar or vocabulary. But I know to take the situation and communicate what I want. It could be in Hindi. It could be in English. See, message or the intention that should go viral, not the I don't focus on other things, because no matter how hard I try, there will always be 1% less. It's always 1 less 200, because English and Hindi are not my mother tongue, right? So that's the reason I don't focus on it. But I used to be very accurate with my intentions and my words and the communication and the message to go on. So that never anyone dared to talk to me like this. Besides, even in school and even in college, intermediate and also, even principal or lecturer, they never talked to me in this way. I'm always like, I used to have a standards and people used to talk to me in a level. The moment I failed and everyone showed their true colors. So all the 3 years, okay, I failed for 4 years continuously, and all the 3 years which I did degree, I was quiet bearing these words. So as soon as I close my eyes, it repeats on my mind all the things they told. So now I wanted to replace these words with two lines. Oh, it's a long video. Long podcast. I got carried on. Okay, the last two lines, I'll close with it. Number one. What else do you expect, Gayatri? What else do you expect? Those people speak as per their level of knowledge. Those people understand as per their level of knowledge. Number one, what else do you expect from this category of people? Rise above, Gayatri. This is my first line. It might have a lot of attitude in it. Still, I feel better with this line. Number two, thank God I saw their true colors very early in life. Otherwise, I thought they would all love me. They love me so much. I would have been in that fake imagination that they respect me. Now I understand they don't have any respect or they don't have any care, love to me. All they have is competition. I was above, so they obeyed me. They respected me. They pretended as if they loved me. And now that I failed, they showed up their true colors. Thank God I was able to discover this earlier, within no time. That's it. That's it, guys. And bad thanks for listening such a long conversation.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.